Today we will come back to Colossians. We are in chapter 2. If you remember, just we have finished chapter 2, verse 1 to 7. Now we are going to study about verse 8 today. We see Paul's warning about false teachers in this chapter. We can see his warnings about philosophers, verse 8 to 15, legalistic men, verse 16 to 17, mystical men, verse 18 to 19, against decrees of men, verse 20 to 23. This church was filled with false teaching, the temptation of false teachings. We can see that. That is the reason why Paul wrote to the church. He was proving that, brothers and sisters, please listen. He is proving that Christ is sufficient for all of us, for all things. The church does not need false teachings beside him. And also he was helping them to run away from these false teachings. That is the main purpose why he is writing chapter 2. We need to run away from false teachings. It is true even for us. Indian churches are facing false teachings so much. Legalism and philosophies and decrees of man. We can see all kind of false teachers even now we can see. Almost 900 years later, this is relevant to us. Even it is apply for us. That's why we need to study chapter 2 of Colossians. Full book of Colossians, so that we may protect ourselves, we may run away from false teachers. So as I said, I am going to preach on chapter 2 verse 8. Actually verse 9 to 15, if you read, it is connected to verse 8. Why you should run away from false teachers, philosophers? That is the reason he has given from verse 9 to 15. That we'll do later. That today we are going to look at verse 8. It read like this. Verse 8. Please look at chapter 2 of Colossians. Verse 8. See to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deception, according to the tradition of men, according to the elementary principles of the world, rather than not according to Christ. We can say clearly Paul is attacking the false teaching of philosophy. We need to run away from that philosophy. We should not pursue those philosophy. That is the goal of Paul. We can see clearly here. Look at starting phrase, see to it. The meaning of this word in Greek is to watch, look out, be aware, be careful. That is the idea Paul is saying. It is translated in Mark chapter 8 verse 15, be aware of. So Paul is saying that, Paul is commanding Colossians to be aware of philosophers, false teachings. Look out for false teachers who teach philosophy. The force of this command in Greek is simply continued. You need to continually watch over. You need to continually be aware of teachings of philosophies. Paul is commanding, he is not just urging. You need to continue, brothers and sisters. Look out when you are hearing the false teachings of philosophies. The Colossians must be aware of false teachers, philosophers continually. Whether they are already careful about it or not, but they must continue to watch over philosophies. The idea is they must train themselves. You need to train yourself to beware of the false teachings. Finally, the purpose of watching over it, we need to run away from that. We should not pursue false teachings. It is like this, we can say. I want to say about watchmen who guards the building. The better I can help you, if you look at a chief minister or leader, surround him, two or three men wear black t-shirt and have guns. What do they do generally? they will stand backside when he's teaching or telling something. Just they will stand and looking here and here, looking back. If anybody is coming to take knife or take gun, kill this man. So they are very careful about that. They will stand beside. They won't speak with anybody. They won't smile. They won't speak in phone. Their main purpose, goal is the watching. Be aware of enemies of that leader. The same idea Paul is using here. Same idea Paul is using. That much careful attention, carefulness, believers, we must have. Colossians, be aware of these false teachers. You need to watch. You should not sleep or you should not neglect watching over it. That's what Paul is saying. Paul commands the same thing, the Colossians. So it is apply for us also. So what is philosophy? The meaning of the word philosophy literally means the love of wisdom. Sophia. Do you remember Sophia? The wisdom. That word came from Greek word, Sophia. Philo. So love of wisdom, pursuit of wisdom. To have skill in any art, science, any branch of knowledge. That is literal meaning. Having knowledge. Doing PhDs. Knowing all things of the world. That is called philosophy. But I was reading this word, but some other godly men helped me that it is not, this philosophy is not talking about general philosophy, but teaching of religious speculation based on tradition which demotes Christ, which exalts religious speculations only. That religious group claims special insight into the God, Christ, even angels, astral powers, and creation. Do you remember? They will say different things about God. For example, God is omnipresent. But these philosophers, how they made it? God is everywhere. God is in the table. God is in the mic. God is in the tree. So like that, they will create the wisdom. They will promote like that. They have special insight. They have special view. Like that, they will bring false teachings. Those kind of philosophy Paul was talking. They know special view about angels. They know special view about creation. We know that many times, even great philosophers, the wise person says man came from monkey. One day I went to exhibition in university to the Department of Anthropology, study of a man. I went there, I have seen 3-4 pictures. The first picture is monkey which has tail. The second picture, it does not have tail, then it is little bit height. Then final picture is looks like man. My question is, I asked that a student who is presenting that exhibition, when did tail has gone? When has tail gone? She said, no, I don't know that. I don't know that. Please call somebody else who taught you. Then another person came. That is a rule. If we ask questions in the exhibition, they need to explain. So other lead teacher has come who is doing PhD. I asked, when did tail go? He said, I don't know. That's what we believe. See, there is no value in that. Like that, they will view about creation, about God, about angels. They will add some masalas, garam masala, chicken masala into the truth. Sometimes no truth at all. So that is called philosophy. Those kind of philosophy Paul is attacking. Those kind of philosophy Paul is explaining here. Not only that, ritual of Mosaic law into the regulations of Jewish tradition. They will mix everything, brothers and sisters. Josephus, the historian, called the teachings of Pharisees and Sadducees philosophies. Even teachings of Pharisees and Sadducees called as philosophies. The Paul is talking about that. Even magician was called as philosopher. So that is the idea. It is not talking about general philosophy. It is talking about the religious speculation. This is speculation without revelation. That is the conclusion of the meaning of the philosophy. The brothers and sisters, Paul is saying that be careful about these kind of philosophies, these kind of teachings. Watchful against this kind of philosophy. Continually, not sometimes. Be careful. Especially, no, you are sending your children to school. Your teenagers are going to school. They are learning these all things, rubbish things, garbages, which is not true at all. You need to be careful. You may be strong, but your children may not strong. Please teach them. Help them. Be watch over the philosophies, which is not true. Two facts about philosophy that warns us. It will help us run away from these false teachings. Two facts. First fact about philosophy that warns us is the characteristics of philosophy. The characteristics of philosophy. Look at verse 8. See to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy, empty deception. Look at the key words in this. Captive, empty, deception. These three words help me to understand the characteristics of philosophy. Paul is explaining, describing the characteristics of philosophy. The first characteristics of philosophy is it is dangerous. It is dangerous. He says, right, no one takes you captive. That word itself is saying that there is a danger by following these philosophies. Two reasons why it is dangerous. The first reason why it is dangerous is it makes us slaves of false teachers. It makes us slaves of false teachers. Look at what Paul says in this verse. See to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy. So Paul is saying that false teachers will do something to those who are not beware of. If you are careful about false teachers, then nothing will happen to you. What is that? Slavery. You will become slaves to false teachers. The meaning of this phrase, takes you captive, is to gain control by carrying off as booty. To carry one off as a captive. Do you remember Paul knows about this word very familiarly? He himself called as slave of Christ. He lived in a context where the people rob slaves. If somebody knows one slave is going, they will rob that slave and make him slave to him. In that context, Paul knows that. How people are making other slaves like that, these false teachers makes you slaves. Here Paul is using this figuratively, brothers and sisters. The idea is carrying away from the truth into the slavery of error. Into the slavery of error. This is why Paul says that be careful. No one will make you slaves through philosophy. No one will take away from the truth and make you to know to live in error. Look at the phrase, through philosophy. The philosophy is the personal agent for the false teachers. The personal agent for the false teachers to captive believers if they are not careful. The idea is false teachers make slaves ongoing state by robbing them through philosophy. They do not leave you at a time. If you follow them, if you believe their teachings, just they will make you slaves, then you will be like that only. They won't come off out of those things. It is very difficult to come out of that slavery. That's what Paul is saying. Be careful, Colossians. Be careful, saints. If you believe false teachers, philosophies, you will become slaves to them. Even true teacher is preaching, you cannot listen. You don't want to listen that. It is very dangerous. That's what he is saying. See, one of the marks of false teachers is they make believers slaves to them. Whatever master says, they listen. Do you know, sometimes people who follow false teachers, they won't accept. If somebody says against that false teachers, they will fight. Why they are fighting? Because they are fighting for their masters, because they are slaves to them. They made like that through philosophy, false teachings. So how can we escape that? Be committed to good teaching. That's what I want to encourage, brothers and sisters.
Be discipled by true teachers. Don't run here and there, coming 1 week, 1 month, this church, going another church for other reasons. Don't change churches. Be stable in one church which preaches true doctrine.
Amen.
I know many times just people are floating. It is job purpose, that is fine. But just going here and there, be committed to local church. Be committed to the faithful teaching, true teaching. If you are going, someone will catch you, make you slave. That's what Paul is saying, if you are not careful. Paul is so loving, so pastoral. He wants to love the church. He wants to protect the church. Ultimately, Christ is so loving. He wants to protect you. That's why he is helping you. Don't become slaves of false teachers. Become slave of Christ. Servant of Christ. The second reason why it is dangerous, it promotes false teachers. Look at the phrase. It says, no one takes you captive. Captive. Literal translation is, no one will captive you. Or no one will make you slave. That is the literal translation. It looks like it is present tense. No one takes you captive, but it is in Greek future tense. We know that active passive tense in English. In Greek, beside this active passive voice, there is another voice that is called middle voice. Paul used middle voice, which means even that middle voice also, different things are there, different kinds of middle voice is there. In that he used indirect reflexive middle. I am giving some information so that you need to understand how I got this point outline. He used indirect reflexive middle or benefactive middle, intensive middle he used. The idea is false teachers will captive them through philosophy for themselves. Active voice means the subject is doing. Passive voice means I am receiving action, but middle voice means I am doing for myself. That is the idea. So what Paul is saying here, the false teachers teaching philosophies for themselves, for their benefits. That's what Paul is saying. Be careful with false teachers who teach philosophy for their own benefit. They are self-centered people. They want to promote themselves. They want to show up their wisdom. They want to create their own kingdom. Actually, their goal is not to serve others, to be served, to get benefits from people through teaching philosophy. That's what Paul is saying. They are preaching. They are boasting about members that follow them. You remember, false teachers always say, see how many people are coming to my church. But we are poor church, no? We are just hardly 50 to 60 people. But false teachers, they are getting like 100, 1,000, more than 1,000, 2,000 people are going because they are preaching philosophies. They are adding some masalas which is very tasty for sinners. They want to know those things. They want to know those philosophies. They don't want to commit the true teaching. That's why every good church, mostly the good church has less numbers. Why they are teaching these things? So that they may build the congregation well. After that, what they will get? Yeah, they will get all luxuries. They will drive nice cars. They will live in 5-star hotels. I'm not saying living 5-star hotel is sin, but they are using teaching to get those things. That's what I mean. They are preaching philosophies, false teachings, for their gain. That is Paul is saying. That's why be careful. That's why that is very dangerous. You are making them very famous if you follow their teachings. They will become very famous. What is the problem if false teachers become famous? Then one who preaching true, no one will listen. Everybody will go to that person. That is the danger. You should not make false teacher a famous, even watching YouTube or any short of him. Giving use to him, he is getting money. I hope you understood. We should not make false teachers famous. You need to focus on the scripture. You need to focus on the word of God. Amen. We have a lesson to learn. Don't think that I know word of God, I can balance philosophy and word of God. If you entertain these false teachers in your life, one day it will overcome the truth which you have. You may forget truth. So be careful. It is very dangerous. The second characteristic of philosophy is it is useless. It is useless. Look at verse 8, that verse. No one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deception. Look at the word and. And is between philosophy and empty deception. Generally, it means the false teachers will make you slaves through philosophy and empty deception. But Paul is not saying that. In Greek, it has idea that it is used to connect one word to another. And is used to connective conjunction, which means empty deception is connected to philosophy. To understand this truth, I want to read Ephesians chapter 3. It is not cross-reference to our sermon. To understand the grammar, what Paul is saying, Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Which means, God is not different from Father of Lord Jesus Christ. The both are same. So, Paul is describing who is God. The same and, that same Greek and used here, that means, he is describing what is philosophy. The philosophy is empty deception. Empty deception. That's why I said it is useless. Because he used empty, right? And we can say that the empty deceptive philosophy is the personal agent for the false teachers. To captive believers, to captive sinners. They use this. So it is not only dangerous, but also useless. The meaning of the word empty in Greek literally is vessels that contain nothing. You know that one proverb, empty plates makes much noise. Empty leaves dances. It will dance. If you are going to Andhra, they will give the leaf. In that, if they did not give food immediately, the leaves are jumping up and down. That is the same idea. Do you remember brothers of Joseph put him in the pit? What kind of pit? Waterless pit. So there is a well, there is no water. They are teaching something that is useless, that is not useful, that is vain. That's what Paul is saying. We can see that very clearly here. There is no intellectual value, moral value, spiritual value in their teachings. It is without content, without truth. That is the idea. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 6 says, let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Paul says even to 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 20 also, he says about empty words. Whatever they are teaching, those are empty, vain, useless. Do you want those kind of teaching, brothers and sisters? If you don't want those kind of teachings, if you want true teaching, when you come to the church, please listen carefully. Please observe the things carefully. Please learn the things carefully. If you are not learning things, when sermon is preached, word of God is preached, what is the use sitting here and sitting in false teaching church? You need to learn things. It is not casualty coming Sunday, I need to go. You are coming to church. First of all, worship God. The second thing, you need to know about Him. You need to know about the Word of God. Amen. Don't focus on useless things, but focus on useful things. The third characteristic of philosophy is, it is not only dangerous, it is not only useless, it is also deceitful. Verse 8 says that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deception. It leads away from Christ, leads away from truth and gospel. It leads you in error. Finally, you will think philosophy is sufficient. False teaching, those are all speculation. Adding masala to the word of God, those things are precious. Those things are sufficient for you. One day you will believe that. Be aware of that. Please run away from that. It is very deceitful. Do you remember that general wisdom caused Solomon to experience grief and pain? He says in Ecclesiastes chapter 1, he went run after wisdom. Finally he said, I got grief. I got pain. That is general wisdom. What about if you, the people listen and follow false teachers' wisdom and teaching? What will happen? Their philosophy is deceitful. It leads sinners to forget God, hate God, become more arrogant and prideful. I know everything. I don't want to listen to you. You poor pastor. You poor people. You are telling me what is wise. They don't want to listen because they have great wisdom. They have PhDs. They are rich. They boast about their wisdom. They don't want to listen to you if you say to them. That is the problem. It is deceitful. Finally, what will happen? One day they will come to know they lost their soul. One day they will come to know. Now they are enjoying. What a great preacher. What a great word of truth I am learning. But one day this truth will deceive them. Deceive them. They will lose their soul. They will rage in the hell. Sadly, I am saying. That's why Paul is saying, be aware of those. It is very deceitful, brothers and sisters. Even believers also trapped by these kind of false teachings. If you trapped by these kind of teachings, you may come back if you are a believer, but you may mess up your Christian life and you lose your reward in heaven because you are not careful about these false teachings. That's why Paul is encouraging us. Now move on. Second fact of philosophy that warns us is the source of philosophy. If you understand the characteristics of philosophy, if you understand the source of philosophy, that those facts will warn us, then we will run away from false teachings, especially philosophies. The source of philosophy. We can see three facts about its source. The first fact about its source is it is from human tradition. It is human tradition. Look at verse 8, part B. It says, according to the tradition of men. In Greek, the idea is a standard in accordance with, corresponding to. The standard of philosophy and the tradition of human is matching. That is the idea. Both are similar, especially in position and purpose. The philosophy and human tradition both are conforming in every respect, agreeing on each other, fitting together, equating each other. They both are similar. If you see the philosophy, if you see human tradition, the both are matching. The philosophy is from the human tradition. All false teachers comes from false human tradition. I told earlier that Josephus, the historian, called the teachings of Pharisees and Sadducees philosophies. They are according to the human tradition. Pharisees were faithful to their tradition. They could not tolerate any disobedience of others to Jewish tradition. The law is different. And the tradition is different. The Jewish people added some tradition to the law of God, made others to follow it. Whatever their elders says them, they follow and treat them as law of God, more than law of God. That is the idea. You know one example, Mark chapter 7 verse 3. It says, for Pharisees and all Jews do not eat unless they carefully wash their hands. They need to wash their hands carefully. Maybe they have some rules how to wash. First you start with this finger. I don't know what kind of regulation, rules they have. Properly they need to wash. Just what we will do, we go and wash, we eat. That is our tradition, our culture. But they are very systematic about washing hands itself. But they created all this tradition from the interpretation of the law. Galatians chapter 1 verse 14, Paul says his past life, his fast life. Galatians 1:14 says, I was advancing in Judaism beyond many of contemporaries among my countrymen, being more extremely jealous for my ancestral tradition, my forefathers' tradition. We can translate like that. I am very jealous for tradition of my forefathers, my elders. I am following that before, but now I am not following. So what I am saying is they have more traditions which came from the law. John MacArthur said that to understand, just I went and I see him, what he said about, maybe he will give some general tradition. Just he said like this, the collection of the interpretation of the law has the same authority as the law and is greater than law. Did you see? Its regulations were so hopelessly complex and burdensome that even smartest rabbi scholars could not master it by either interpretation or conduct. What he's saying is, this tradition has come from the law, interpretation of the law, that even that interpretation is not understood by scholar. Even no one will conduct those kind of traditions. So much complex, burdensome things they have made out of law of interpretation. I don't know all kind of tradition. You know that they asked even Jesus also for that. Mark chapter 7 verse 5, the Pharisees and scribes asked him, why do you disciples not walk according to the tradition of elders, but eat their bread with impure hands? What Jesus said, verse 8, Mark chapter 7 verse 8, he says, neglecting the commandment of God, you hold to the tradition of men. You are neglecting the commandment of God, you are holding to the tradition of men. Even Jesus himself rejected the tradition of man. So what I am saying is, these people promoting the human tradition, Jewish tradition in the church of Colossae. They are using all those traditional human tradition as philosophy. They are telling and teaching them, you need to follow all these rules. If you want to become a believer, if you want to follow Jesus, you need to follow these all things. They are promoting. Jewish men who are false teachers promoting their own tradition in the church. That's why Paul is saying these philosophies, all those rules and regulations, religious speculations came from the human tradition. Even we should be careful how we judge based on human tradition. We should not impose our human tradition on somebody else in our church. Be careful. You need to differentiate what is sin, what is human tradition. You can help a brother if he is doing sin. You need to show from the scripture, hey brother, you need to see you are doing something wrong. But don't force human tradition, Indian human tradition, a local human tradition into somebody else. Even that will cause stumble others. Even that is sin, that is sin. We may not do big traditional things, but even small things, we must be careful about traditions. The second fact about its source, it has demonic influence. It has demonic influence. It says, according to the elementary principles of the world. Again, he is saying, according to the standard of philosophy, the standard of elementary principle is matching. The both are similar, especially in position and purpose. The elementary principles of the world is in Greek, commonly refers to gods or powers that are associated with stars and planets. Spiritual powers that are in control over events in the world, that is demonic force, that are fallen angels. So the fallen angels, the demons, is connected to stars and planets. It is basics of philosophy that was taught by false teachers in Colossae. This was practiced. Some Jewish men practicing, one historian says that this practice, they were practicing outside of Palestine during intertestamental period and during first century. That time onwards, they are practicing, Jewish community, some false teachers. These false teachers are the cause why the heresy in Colossians. Those Jewish men are false teachers associated with spirits, are depending on spirits, because they believed spirits can control the stars and planets. We call that astrology, right? You know, that is called astrology. The astrology is depending on spirits, demons, which is connected to the stars and planets. I have read an article on astrology. I want to share some things from that. It says like this: one of the oldest astrological systems still in use can trace its roots to 19th to 17th century BC Mesopotamia, from where it spread to ancient Greek and Rome, Islamic world, eventually Central Western Europe. From Mesopotamia to it spread to overall the world. Western astrology even associated with system of something that explains all aspects of a person's personality and predict significant event in their lives based on position of the heavenly planet. Based on heavenly planets, those objectives, that person will explain what is your future, what kind of job you will get, what kind of position you will get, what kind of wife you will get, whether you are married or single, you are going to be a single. Everything they will tell. Even they will put name according to those things, according to planets and stars. Most of you know that because you are living in India. So it is connected to the spirits. They are practicing, they were practicing these things. Who believes this mostly, brothers and sisters? Who believes this? Kings, leaders. Everybody will go to astrologists, ask about their future, whether I win this election or not. Everybody will go. This is open truth. I am not telling secrets to you. Everybody believes. Even history says that Alexander the Great believed in astrology. Most of the kings in India, most of the kings, emperors in India, they believe these kind of things. It is prominent heresy in those days, even these days. But that article says, it says like this: in India, belief in astrology is long-standing, widespread, and continuing. Which country use astrology is India. India is following. But it was there before, but India is practicing even now more. It is spreading, continuing. The people are promoting those things. Because the leaders whom God gave leaders to us, they are not proper. They are not following God. They are following these things. I believe it is not true at all, brothers and sisters. I know one astrology says one celebrity couple, they will not become parents. Recently, she gave birth to a baby girl. Then even others, those who don't believe Bible, they are writing comments and telling you are saying false things. Somehow some non-Christians, those who do not follow Bible, they are also rejecting those things. Because we can see that just they are speculating things. They will say that if somebody goes, just they will say that what? This time that party is going to win. Even I can say that based on the people who are saying that, I can say that. Just they will guess, they will say that it is from some God. But anyway, it is connected to the angelic being. That's what they are practicing. That's why chapter 2 verse 16 says, no one keep defrauding you of your praise by delighting in self-abasement and the worship of the angels. Even they are worshipping angels now. They are depending on angels, these false teachers. At the same time, they are worshipping angels. We will talk about later. But what I am saying is, we need to understand who is in control. Christ is in control, who controls all things of people. He gives and takes away. He blesses people. They do something when he gives permission to them. Whatever things, miracles, wonders, something here and there happening,
God has to give permission to them. Sometimes, same time God will bless with baby something, that person also say. Sometimes it will come like that. But ultimately, every blessings, our lifestyle is designed by God, our Lord Jesus Christ. Not by these angels, stars and planets, everything else. That is the lesson. But these philosophies came from this, influenced by demonic spirits. Demon spirits. The third fact about its source. Thought fact about its source is, it is not from Christ. He clearly says, it is from human tradition, it is from demons. The final, he says, it is not from Christ. Whatever philosophers were teaching, they are not from Christ. Even now, it is true. All those human tradition and following elementary principles are not from Christ. We must be careful, very, very careful about this philosophy. Christ does not tolerate human tradition more than his word. Christ will not save any person based on human tradition. Christ does not tolerate angels being worshipped. And Christ punishes those who depend on angels and creation. It is not from Christ. Philosophy did not come from Christ, but scripture, the word of God, has come from him. Scripture is not dangerous, but a means of salvation and sanctification. They are not useless, but beneficial to each and every person, even to unbelievers. The scripture is not deceitful, it is helpful for us, it is beneficial for us, it will help us to know God, to go to heaven, to worship him, to be born again. So the word of God which you have came from God, came from Christ, not the philosophies. That's what Paul is saying. It is not according to Christ. It is not according to Christ. One way that we can be watchful and careful about philosophy is to be filled with knowledge of God and Christ. Do you remember Paul's prayer for this church? Chapter 1 verse 9. Please look at it. Chapter 1 verse 9. For this reason also, since the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you will walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, to please him in all respect, increasing in the knowledge of God. See, Paul is praying for the knowledge of the church. Did you understand why he is praying for the knowledge of the church? Because the false teachers are promoting false wisdom. So he is developing, he is laying foundation in chapter 1. Just he is bringing the main point in chapter 2. Remember why I said to build the knowledge of God? Because of false teachers. They are teaching some false wisdom on you. If you know the truth, you know the wisdom of God, then you can run away from that. You can guess what is right, what is wrong. He said, not only that, he did not say there only, but he said, even in chapter 2, he says, verse 2, so that their hearts may be encouraged, having been held together in love, even unto all the wealth of the full assurance of the understanding, unto the full knowledge of God's mystery, that is Christ himself, in whom are hidden all treasures of wisdom and knowledge. See, Paul is not out of context. He is willing. Please, you need to know about Christ. You need to know the wisdom so that you can overcome false wisdom. You can escape from the wisdom. The one thing, one way, you can run away from false teaching, philosophy, all religious speculations, teachings, that is knowing the word of God. Filling your heart with the word of God. That is the tool. That's what Paul is saying. I can say, brothers and sisters, they can't help, they can't please if they depend on human tradition, they depend on elementary principles of the world. To please him, they should know the knowledge of God so that they can run away from false teachings, philosophies, please Christ. Be careful about philosophy. Be aware of philosophy. Run away from it because of its characteristic and because of its source. I was shocked when I came to know Epaphras traveled almost 2000 kilometers to tell all these heresies going in this church. He does not have, he did not have flights or trains, third AC, second AC to travel to share things to Paul, but he traveled. I don't know how much suffer he went through. I was shocked why he is going. There is a reason. Because false teachers, they are exalting angels. They are exalting creation. They are adding the untruth to the truth. He wants to protect the church. Actually, it was needed. He has done great job for the church of Christ. There was urgency and there was a danger to those whom he is shepherding. His heart felt very bad. Maybe he was not able to sleep. Just he thought, I need to go and tell the pastor, apostle, he will help our church. So loving heart he has, so much work he done because to protect this church, to protect the sheep from the wolves. That is the heart of Epaphras, that is the heart of Paul, that is the great shepherd, Christ's heart to protect you. That's why he wrote you this scripture. Be careful, brothers and sisters. So much hard work people have done to protect the church, to keep from false teachings. I hope you can understand. Christ is loving you to protect you safely, to sanctify you, end up your life. That's why he is helping you. Be careful about philosophy and false teaching. Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you. Thank you, Lord, for your love. What a great compassionate God you are. Lord, you not only saved us, but you are protecting us. Lord Jesus, you are the Lord of the church. As a husband, you are protecting us as your bride. Thank you, Lord, for all your blessings and mercy. Lord, help us, each and every one of us, to be committed to the teaching of the word. Lord, help us, protect us, to run away from false teachings, especially speculations, false teachings, Lord. Keep the church pure. Protect the church pure for your glory. Lord, we are weak. We have a lot of temptations of the world and wisdom this world has. Lord, help us, Lord. We may not follow those things. Help us to follow you, to please you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.